Well, hello! Today is Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. This is Miss Danica.
And Mr. Johnny.
And we're so happy you're listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. This week's virtue says, we zealously share the gospel with others, living our lives in a manner that points to God.
Do you know what today is? You guessed right, because today is Old Testament Tuesday. Each Tuesday, we read stories from the Old Testament in the Bible that illustrate that week's biblical family virtue. The Bible is a book given to us from God that tells us all about Him. When we read it, we can discover what He's done in the past and then learn what He has to say to us today. So let's get into God's Word, where we can find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
Today's Old Testament story is going to be a little bit different. We're actually going to explore how God's incredible story unfolds and how we can zealously share the gospel with others, just like people did in the Old Testament. Our virtue this week is about sharing the good news with excitement and living in a way that points to God. Let's see how people in the Old Testament shared God with others.
In the Old Testament, sharing the good news often meant telling others about God's mighty acts and His promises. Prophets like Isaiah and Daniel shared messages from God about a coming Savior, the Messiah. These prophecies were like clues that were pointing to Jesus. They talked about God's plan to save people, and they showed that God was in control and loved His people. For example, in Isaiah 53:5, it says, "But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds we are healed." This was written hundreds of years before Jesus was even born, but it described perfectly what Jesus would do for us.
People in the Old Testament shared God's message in various ways. Prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Daniel spoke directly to the people, delivering God's messages about repentance, hope, and the coming Savior. Isaiah, for instance, spoke of the coming Messiah who would suffer for our sins, giving people hope for a future Redeemer.
Moses, one of God's greatest leaders, shared God's power and love by leading the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. When he parted the Red Sea, it showed everyone God's miraculous power to save. Moses also received the Ten Commandments from God, guiding the people to live in a way that pleased God and pointed others to His holiness.
David, the shepherd boy who became king, demonstrated God's strength and faithfulness. When he defeated Goliath with just a sling and a stone, it was clear that God was with him. David's faith and courage inspired others to trust in God, showing that God gives strength to those who believe in Him.
Elijah, the prophet, showed God's power when he challenged the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. He called down fire from heaven, and Elijah proved that there is only one true God. This powerful demonstration helped turn the hearts of the Israelites back to God.
Today, we share the good news by telling others about Jesus and how He died and rose again to save us. We live our lives in a way that reflects God's love and power, showing others what it means to follow Him. We can share Bible stories, pray for others, and help those in need. By doing this, we point people to God and His amazing love.
And as we look at the stories and prophecies in the Old Testament and see how they can point to Jesus, we understand more about God's big plan and how we can be part of it by sharing the gospel with others. Let's pray. God, thank You for Your big plan that has been going on since the very first words of the Bible, in the beginning. You are never surprised, and You have been showing Your power and mercy since day one. We are thankful that You make the truth evident to people who are truly seeking You. Help us be bold and share Your gospel with those around us. In Jesus' name,
amen. Isn't it so amazing that we get to be part of God's big story? Just like the people in the Old Testament shared God in ways they were able to, we get to share God with others. Don't forget to tell your mom or dad to visit biblicallycentered.com for some free downloads on biblically centered virtue.
And we are so happy you joined us in the Old Testament today. Until next time.